We are in Sivo Shalom Parshat Bo. We are on page Sadi, the piece, Zecher Liyitziat Mitzrayim. Says the Sivo Shalom, Zikaron Yitzias Mitzrayim hu mitzvah mi deoraita. The obligation to remember Mitzrayim, the things to be Zecher Liyitziat Mitzrayim, to remember Mitzrayim, hu mitzvah mi deoraita. It's a Torah mitzvah. Ukidiktiv, as the pasuk says, Lema'an tizkor et yom tzeitcha mi eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. That you should remember the day you left Egypt all the days of your life. V'chazal darshu and chazal mesechet brachos say on this, yemei chayecha hayamim kol yemei chayecha halelot. As we know from the Haggadah, or from mesechet brachot, but as we know from the Haggadah, that yemei chayecha, that means hayamim, that every single day, and kol yimei chayecha, all the days of your life. What is that word kol coming to add? That even at night, day and night, we have a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mikan shemazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim b'leilot. From here we learn that you have a mitzvah de'oraisa to remember, to recall Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day and every single night. Fulfilled, for those who say Shacharis and Maariv, fulfilled in the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, every single Shacharis and every single Maariv, or you can just, dafka remember, say the Pasuk, remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every morning and every night. V'tzarich peor. We have to understand. Goldel chashivut inyan zikaron Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's so great and what's so important about remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim? Ve'ad shemitzvata bayom uvalayla. To the point it's a mitzvah to do every single day and night, twice a day, every day. Yoter mirov mitzvot haTorah shemitzvatan biikar bayom, as opposed to almost every other mitzvah that are daytime mitzvah. Where, how often do you see mitzvahs where there's a mitzvah dafka to do it every day and every night? What's so unique and important about the mitzvah of remembering its Yitzias Mitzrayim that it's a twice a day mitzvah every day and every night? Page two, or page Tzadi Aleph. The next page. Da'inyan. Dinei haTorah kedosha hi Torat chayim. The Torah is an eternal Torah. It's the Torah of life. Shemoren lanu orchot chayim. That's teaching us how to live. Ve'ein ba zichronot be'alma lema shaya be'avar. It's such a key. It's such an important point. The Torah doesn't just have things, references to things that happened in the past. There's no remembrances for things in the past. That's not what the Torah is for. The Torah is not a memorial. It's not a remembrance of things that happened. It's teaching us how to be present and live life, our lives in every generation, how we're supposed to live. Umitzvat zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah to remember leaving Egypt. Shatorah hirchivaba et hadibur yesh baze horaat derech hayim liyudi. That the Torah goes on to tell us and expansively tells us the importance of remembering Mitzrayim. It's teaching us how to live life in the present. It's not about remembering the past. It's saying this is how to live in the present. What does that mean? Shekol mitziyuto nituna b'chomer. Our lives are physical lives. The reality of our lives is that we're immersed in physicality. And what does it mean to be immersed in physicality? Bivchinat tumat Mitzrayim. That's the tum of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was all about physicality. Mitzrayim was all about focusing, trying to get the Jews into a physical headspace. First by trying to tempt them with the seductions of Mitzrayim. And when we rejected the seductions of Mitzrayim, they even went to the lengths of physically subjugating us and giving us physical back-breaking labor to try to get us to focus only on physicality, to get us lost in the physical moment, to get us in such a painful place physically that all we could see was the physicality of the moment. That's the whole reality of Mitzrayim. Bivchinat tum'at Mitzrayim v'atafkid mu'amutal alav hu latzit Mitzrayim. And what that means is, the goal of life is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Puts it in a totally different context. Life is about getting out of Egypt. Life is about leaving Mitzrayim behind. Life is about digging inside into my own internal Mitzrayim. Recognizing my own metaphorical and physical bondage inside and being able to free myself from Mitzrayim. V'zet zivoy haTorah. And that's what the Torah is commanding us here on a much deeper level. Liman tiskor et yom sitcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. That we have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day of our lives. Sheyudi tzarich liskor tamid, that a Jew needs to remember every day, always. Sha'alav latzit Mitzrayim. Today, I need to leave Mitzrayim behind. Today's a new day, I need to leave a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind. A little bit more of Mitzrayim behind. Every day, leaving a little bit more of the metaphorical realities of Mitzrayim behind. Latzit mita'avot Mitzrayim. The tum'at Mitzrayim, to leave behind the desires of Mitzrayim, the tum'ah of Mitzrayim. Let him go further first, what are we talking about? Yimei chayecha hayamim, and Chazal or Doresh, yimei chayecha hayamim, that from those who learn, they have to remember it every single day, bizmanim atovim, meaning during the daytime, that when it's bright, when it's clear, when things are good, we have to make sure to leave Mitzrayim behind. Bivchinat yamim sarich yudi liskor shekol hashlichut avura yarav deolam uleman yetzei Mitzrayim. When things are good, when things are clear, then I have to make sure to remind myself, yeah, everything's good now, so now I got to focus on the goal. What's the goal? The whole goal of the life of a Jew is to leave behind Mitzrayim. That my whole purpose that I was sent here into this world is to leave Mitzrayim behind. V'chol yimei chayecha l'rabot alelot. And it adds the word kol to remind us also at night. Gam bizmanim hachashuchim bevchinat lilot, even in the dark times, when things are hard. Tzricha lizkor, we need to remember this. Ki zeh tafkido shel Yehudi. This is the goal of a Jew. It's such a powerful concept. There are so many ways. Each one of us individually, we can go, and it's very, very personal. Right? It's taking a mitzvah which was distant from me, and I didn't understand. What does it mean? Why do I have to remember Mitzrayim every day? Remember the Jews left Egypt every day. Big deal. Okay, fine, I'll remember. Fine, great. Not only is it now real, it's very personal to think about. In what ways am I still in Egypt? In what ways am I still internally bound up in the tum'ah of physicality, in the tum'ah of taiva, in the tum'ah of my physical desires? Each one of us is different. Each one of us has things in this world that pull us. And this time, this is the time that's bringing it out. And it's related to Inyanim, of course, of Tu B'Shvat, because everything in the time of year is related to Tu B'Shvat. And it's related, for those who are familiar with the concept, certainly it's very much related to the concepts of Shovavim and the spiritual purity of this time of the year, to start reflecting on the ways in which we're still in Mitzrayim. Each one of us on our own level. Every single one of us on our own level. Wherever we're up to in life, whether it's an issue, but ish l'isha, whether I'm up to working on and saying, this is the time now, during this time of the year, these parshiyot, leaving Mitzrayim behind, the parshiyot of Yetzias Mitzrayim, again, the parshiyot of Shovavim, and moving along and saying, but ish l'isha, I'm going to finally make that, I'm making the choice now, and move beyond and finally leave and become Shomer Negiah, leave it behind, become Shomer Negiah. If a person's already Shomer Negiah, thinking about the ways in which I interact with the opposite gender, am I still flirtatious when I talk to people of the opposite gender if I'm not dating them? Even if I am doing that. My flirtation is when I'm talking to people of the opposite gender. How do I talk to them? How do I relate to them? How do I interact with them? The things that I look at, the things that I hear. The Yetzias Mitzrayim of being able to, can I finally make that move on a different level? A leaving behind the tum'ah that goes into my ears in terms of the secular music that I'm still listening to if I'm still listening to it. Maybe purifying even from the Hebrew-Israeli music that I'm listening to, potentially. Depending on what you're listening to. Different layers of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whether it comes to issues, you know, in terms of leaving behind physical aspects, when it comes to issues in terms of food, in terms of issues now, again, in Eretz Yisrael, for Zohar to be in Eretz Yisrael, in terms of issues of being makbid on Shemitah, and issues relating to Shemitah, even though it's something that I may want, even though I may not have a Shemitah garbage can to put the stuff in, whatever, more makbid on that. More makbid in terms of what hechshers I use. Whether it's being more machbid, again, not saying that you have to be, whether you're into Rabbanut, you're into Mahajan, whatever it is, to figure out where your standard is. You're in Chutz La'aretz, to actually, and highly recommend it, download, it's amazing, download the CRC app. The CRC app is amazing. And before you go and you see a hechsher on the back of a food that you don't recognize, and don't just say like, yeah, but I'm really hungry and it's got a hechsher, so it's got to be kosher, right? I've never seen that hechsher before, but it's got to be kosher. No, look it up. And if the CRC says it's not recommended, so it's okay. You wait another 5 minutes till the next rest stop on the road and stop at a different gas station and get food that's actually kosher. Each one on their own level. Whether it's the realm of arayah, it's the realm of food, the realm of music, things we watch, things we listen to. being drawn down by the physicality of this world. Each one of us in our own way. Every single one of us in our own way. And yeah, there's a mila from going to 3 hours of binge watching to 2 hours of binge watching. From one episode once a day to one episode every other day. But every day, am I leaving a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind? And that's a daily avoda. It's not a remembrance of something that happened. This is the most personal avoda that there is. It's the origin of our people leaving Mitzrayim, and it's the origin of my avoda every day. Am I leaving a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind today? Am I finally willing to let go of a little bit more of my selfish desires to selflessly commit myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In what way am I leaving Mitzrayim today? And it's so essential that we're not even learning. I say, okay, fine. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to leave a little bit of Mitzrayim behind. No! It's not Yimei Chayecha. Kol Yimei Chayecha. It doesn't matter that it's night later, because there's a mitzvah to do it at the day and at night. So every single one of us, right now, tonight, how am I leaving a little more Mitzrayim behind? And then tomorrow morning again. And then tomorrow night again. And the next day again. It's an endless avoda of life to leave Mitzrayim behind. So personal, so important. And that's where avoda, that's where the birth of our people comes from. It's where the birth of myself comes from as an Eved Hashem. Every single day, going and leaving a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind. Ukimamar, back inside. Ukimamar Maran Aruninu Marinu Rabinu. I don't know who that is. One of the great rabbis said, Shabbat v'chol ha-moadim hem zecher letzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is zecher letzias Mitzrayim, right? We get up at Kiddush on Friday night, zecher letzias Mitzrayim. We get up on Yom Tov, zecher letzias Mitzrayim. It's all zecher letzias Mitzrayim. Hainu, what does that mean? Laskir li Yehudi shalav letzit Mitzrayim. It's all to remind us that we need to keep leaving Mitzrayim behind. Kol ha-mitziyut ha-chormiyut shel adam, the whole reality of physicality of a person, my whole physicality, my whole physical being, it's a reality of the tumah, of the impurities of Mitzrayim. And my goal is to leave Mitzrayim behind. And that's the whole purpose of Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's all about also driving home, leaving more of Mitzrayim behind. Leaving more of Mitzrayim behind. The Alderek Zen, based on this, we can also understand this concept of kol yemei chayecha. Bifchina itziyas Mitzrayim ashayechet l'chol yom vayom. Leaving Mitzrayim every single day. Shiudi yizkor v'chol yom yamei chayav shalav l'tzik Mitzrayim. Again, remembering that every single day we leave Mitzrayim behind. Shish inyan itziyat Mitzrayim b'madregot ha'gvohot b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim. There is a type of itziyas Mitzrayim that's a more elevated type of itziyas Mitzrayim that's relevant to Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'yish mitziyas Mitzrayim b'chol yom. And then there's the daily avoda, and they're totally different. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov, they're already spiritually elevated. And so the Yitzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, I'm already working on a deeper part of myself. But then there's the daily grind of the Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. Every day, Kriyat Shema in the morning. Every day, Kriyat Shema at night. Every single day, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more Yitzias Mitzrayim. The daily grind of being in the physical world and leaving that behind, because everything in physicality, it's all the time of Mitzrayim. And like we said in the past, it's not necessarily saying here to reject physicality entirely. The goal is never to have physicality be an end unto itself, but always having physical things be a physical means to a spiritual end. We're meant to elevate the physical, but never to indulge in the physical. And to work on myself every single day, day in and day out. And again, on an even more elevated way, in a deeper way. How do I, yes, engage in the physical world, which itself is tameh? How do I elevate it and make it kadosh? By using it for avodas Hashem, instead of for my own selfish benefits. By dedicating it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By elevating it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim also. That's leaving behind my physical desires and elevating my whole being, focusing myself and even my physicality, focusing only on spiritual ends. That's more and more levels of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Like all of you right now, many of you, some of you, a few of you, may cook in your apartments, right? I know that you're not excited about this. It's not your fault. You're getting the blame for it. You're right? You're not excited about this. But you're all cooking for Shabbos this Shabbos. You're all cooking for Shabbos this Shabbos. It's an incredible opportunity. Every day of the week we cook for ourselves. I'm telling you, if you're, Bezrat Hashem, we're all spiritually sensitive enough, you will taste the difference. Tonight, when you're cooking, tomorrow, when you're cooking, say the words as you're cooking. L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. This is Kavod Shabbos. Say L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh when you're cooking the food. When you're assembling the chillin, say L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. When you're kneading the dough, say L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. When you're basting the chicken, say L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Cook Shabbos into the food. Elevate it. You're making the food into Shabbos. You're elevating that. We need to eat. But that's elevating the food to a whole different level. It's Shabbos food. It's Shabbos Kodesh. It's the food of Shabbos Kodesh. It's a whole different mentality. And that's the idea here. It's constantly coming back and leaving behind a little Mitzrayim. I'm not cooking this for my own taste buds. I'm cooking this out of honor of the Shabbos. You're elevating the food into a whole different place in a whole different way. Ulerabot alelot, and it includes the nighttime. Again, shegam be'et chashchut, that even in times of darkness, kasher choshech liyudi v'nir elo shakol choshech v'sagor etzlo, that even when the times when a Jew is in total darkness, everything is dark for a person, everything is closed off for a person. Gam az mutelat alav ha-mitzvah letzeit mi-mitzrayim. Yes, we all have difficult times in life. Yes, we all have challenging times in life. But yes, even in those challenging times, we have a chiyuv to continue to leave Mitzrayim behind. And I don't think this is necessarily what he's saying, but perhaps underneath the surface, perhaps. Dafka, when we're having a tough time, that tends to be when our taivas are the strongest. Dafka when I'm down. Dafka when I'm depressed. Dafka when I'm feeling lonely. Dafka when I'm feeling when I'm feeling disconnected. Those are the times where it's easiest to simply give in to the physical. Whatever the physical may be. Whether it is issues ben ish l'isha, or whether it is binge watching, or whether it is going and whatever the thing is. Food, music, streaming, again, stuff ben ish l'isha, whatever it is. Those are the times where we're most vulnerable. I don't know if that's what he's saying here, but it's very much true. And yeah, even when we're down, and perhaps dafka when we're down, it doesn't matter. I'm chayev to be yotze mi-mitzrayim. Zeker li-yitzias mitzrayim. Leave the physicality behind. Don't get lost in the physicality. Leave it behind. V'gam kipshutzo inyan balilot. And also on a simple level, on the pashut level in terms of Laila. Sha'alayla huzman hitgabrut ha-chomer al atzura v'hitgabrut ha-tava and dafka nighttime. Nighttime is, of all the times of the day, nighttime is the time when people are more prone to do averas. Sinning is more common at night. When things are dark, when it's nighttime, when people are tired, people are out partying, people are outside, people are doing all kinds of things. So he's saying, yes, also, dafka at night. That yes, in the daytime when we're in the Beis Medrash and we're steiging and it's great, or I'm learning, I have the chavrusa, I'm doing my thing. Yeah, yitzias mitzrayim. But also, dafka balelos. To leave it behind. Which night do you have off, Monday or Tuesday? Monday. Dafka on a Monday night. To ask yourself, is what I'm choosing to do this Monday night, am I being nichnas to Mitzrayim in my choices of what to do this Tuesday night, or am I being yotze mi Mitzrayim in what I'm doing this Tuesday night? It's a really powerful question. It's a really, really powerful question. V'gam az sarich liskor sha'alav letzeit mi Mitzrayim. We need to remember that then also we daf have to leave Mitzrayim. Ukamara katuv, as the pasuk says, Ovdei Hashem ha'omdim bevet Hashem alelot, the servants of Hashem who stand in the house of God at night, oh, it's beautiful. The pasuk on a pshat level means, it's talking about the servants of God who were standing in the house of God at night, saying, no! Who are Ovdei Hashem? What makes someone a true Ovdei Hashem? If they're able to still stand in Beit Hashem at night. If they're still able to stand in the house of God. If they're still able to connect to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Still commit to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In the dark times of life. In the darkness. In the time when taiva is overwhelming. Those are Ovdei Hashem. Who are those who stand in Beit Hashem Dafka at night. Next paragraph. Onam. Nitzavat li Yehudi ha-she'ela. Ma'u kocho latzit mi-mitzrayim. But the question remains for a Jew, which is, where do I get the koach to leave Mitzrayim? How do I do that? Where do I get the koach, the strength to actually leave Mitzrayim behind? Yodeahu cheshbon nafsho, ma matzavo, ve'echanu ochez. I know my cheshbon of myself. I know I've made an accounting of myself. I know myself. I know my situation. I know where I'm holding. Ve'echachol atzevi Mitzrayim. There are certain things. How do I leave them behind? There's so much a part of me. There's so much a part of my life. How do I leave them behind? V'regam b'geulat Mitzrayim, ita b'chazal, sh'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. And even when it came to the actual redemption from Mitzrayim itself, Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, im ein ata goel, ein zulatcha goel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, if you don't redeem them, nobody else is going to. Hainu, Sharak Kochol Shel Moshe, top of the next column. Only the Koach of Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you don't take them out, nobody is. What does it mean, nobody is? You're the only one with the spiritual capacity to take them out, Moshe Rabbeinu. It has to be you. Yachol lo tzeit b'neisol Mitzrayim. Ve'eich yachol yudi latzeit l'ishtachrer mitumat Mitzrayim yobli Kochol Shel Moshe. How are we supposed to leave our own internal Mitzrayims behind? How do we leave that physicality behind? How do we leave those taivas behind? How do we leave those issues behind? Without the koach of Moshe Rabbeinu, how do we do it? How do we do it? Achin kvar bi'arnu ha'inyan bazeh. We've already explained this. Da kavana l'midato ha'miyuchedet shel Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not talking about you need Moshe to get you out of your personal Mitzrayim. You need the essence of Moshe. The midah of Moshe. What was Moshe Rabbeinu all about? Why was he chosen to bring the Jewish people out of Egypt? Because his midah, his essence, is how you leave Egypt. Ha-nava v'ha-shiflut ba nityached mikol ha-adam. What was Moshe Rabbeinu? Anav mo'od mikol ha-adam asher al-pnei adama. His humility. His humility was what made him Moshe Rabbeinu. His anava, his shiflut, his ability to be, his lowliness, more than any other person. As it says, like we just quoted, Va'ish Moshe anav me'od mikol adam ashal pnei adamah. The Moshe was more humble than any person on the face of the planet. Zoi agdola, agdula shel Moshe Rabbeinu. This was the greatness of Moshe. K'moshe Torah omeret lav, as the Torah says about him. Umadua lo yuretzim ledaber be'ovdiba Moshe. When Miriam and Aharon, on whatever level they did, spoke some sort of lashon hara about Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Parshat Ba'alotcha. When they do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, how are you not afraid to speak badly about Moshe Rabbeinu? V'amru Chazal, Moshe af al pi she'enu avdai. Ve'ovdi af al pi she'enu Moshe. Moshe af al pi she'enu avdi, ve'avdi al pi she'enu Moshe. When they said, how could you speak about my servant Moshe like that? So Chazal say on it, meaning how could you speak about Moshe even if he wasn't my servant? And how could you speak about my servant even if it wasn't Moshe? But the godliness of Moshe was that he was beyond all things. And that came from his anava. This is the whole strength of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al yidei midato shel Moshe, it all comes from the mid of Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher chidesh derech ki'ula miyuchedet bimina. Mitok shiflut v'hit patlut. That Moshe Rabbeinu was mechadesh. He created this whole new derech to ge'ula. This unique way of getting out. How does Gula happen? Through Shiflut and through Hitpartut, through subjugating, nullifying myself. Yesh Geula kasher Yisrael re'uim le'geula. There's a Geula that comes when we're ready for Gula, because we made ourselves ready for Gula, because it's proper for us to be Goel. Sheyesh bi'adam mitzvot v'zichuyot gedolot. When we have all kinds of mitzvahs and zichuyos, we're ready to be redeemed. Ach kasher Yisrael mishukaim v'memtet sharei tzuma. But when the Jewish people are in the 49th level of Tuma, they're as Tameh as they can be, like they were in Mitzrayim. When I, in my own personal life, I'm not flying in Torah and Mitzvos. I'm Mamish Tameh. How do I get out? Ve'ein bi adam zchuyot u'masim tovim, and I have no zchuyot, I have no ma'asim tovim, after everything that I did, how do I get out? Ein heim nigalim ele bekoch midato shel Moshe, the only way to get out is with the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. She b'tilut gemura l'Hashem Yibarach, to give oneself over entirely, to nullify oneself completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ka'ayin ve'efes, like a mamish nothing. V'zehu she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, that's what Hashem said to Moshe. Im ein ha'tagoel, if you don't take them out, meaning, she'bli ha'bechina shalcha Havtilut, ka'ayin ve'efes, reducing yourself to nothing. Without that midah, ein derech ge'ula, there's no way for ge'ula. The alzen ne'emar, and that's what it says. Leman tiskoret yom sitzkan be'eretz mitzrayim kol yimechayach, you have to remember yitzias mitzrayim every single day. Sha'koach liyitzias mitzrayim, meaning to dafka take myself out, but where do I get that koach from? How do I leave mitzrayim? With the koach of Moshe Rabbeinu, with the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. By a Jew being totally nullified to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't matter what situation a Jew's in. In the worst possible situation. A person in my own personal life, I'm mamish on the 49th level of Tumah. Mikoach ha-shiflut v'havtilut. When I nullify myself, when I subjugate myself, I know that I'm nothing. Then I can mamash come out of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? What does it mean to nullify myself? What is this humility? What's the significance of this humility? What does it mean that I'm still stuck in Mitzrayim? What it means that I'm still stuck in Mitzrayim? And when we had that, we had off the recording, we talked about like the struggle of is this not? What's part of that? What is not part of that? Part of that comes from the fact that I have to have anava. I have to have humility. I'm not saying you don't have humility. That's not a chas v'shalom. I'm not saying you don't have humility. But I'm saying that a person needs humility. What's the key? Why is that so significant? Because I have to be able to have the humility to say, I want this as part of my life. And I feel that I need this as part of my life. But I have the humility to admit that even though I'm trying to rationalize why this is part of my life, because I want it, deep down I know that it's not really something that I should be doing. Really, it's not something that is part of Avodas Hashem. And that takes tremendous humility. The humility of saying, yes, I've got all the explanations in the world why this is okay. I've got all the explanations in the world and all the excuses of why I need this. But the humility to say, no, this is me not leaving Mitzrayim. Additionally, there's a whole other level here in order to understand. It's not just about the humility. He's saying that he's also talking here about hitbatlut. And I just want to clarify that for a second. When he says here to nullify yourself, to make yourself nothing, I believe it's quoting Rabbi Akiva Tetz. Rabbi Akiva Tetz talks about this. He says that the idea of hitbatlut in Chassidus, about nullifying yourself, he says, doesn't mean to make yourself nothing. It doesn't say to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? I have nothing. I have no desires. I have no goals. I have no nothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all gone. To use, I think this is Rabbi Akiva Tetz here. It's like, that's not an Eved Hashem. That's a nuisance. That's somebody who's a problem. What does it mean to make yourself nothing? Every single one of us is unique. Every single one of us is special, and every single one of us needs to, with our own unique kochos, to do what you do in this world. What is hitbatlut? What does it mean to nullify oneself? It means, again, nullifying that ego. That's what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am excited. I think it's also really good. He talks about it this way. I'm excited. I'm fired up to serve you. I'm fired up to do exactly what you want me to do. Hitbatlut doesn't mean getting rid of your whole sense of self or your sense of self-worth. That's what we're talking about. It means getting rid of my own agendas, my own desires, my own ego, and allowing myself to be totally and completely fired up in the way that only I can be, in a way that's completely committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Getting to that place, that can bring me out of Mitzrayim in whatever situation I'm in. Then I can go and look back on the things that I'm doing and be able to say, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want this, but that's me, and that's my ego, and I don't care about that anymore, and you don't want me to do it, and I'm going to leave it behind because you don't want that for me. I see that that's one of the 49 levels of Tumah, and I am saying, I may want it, but I'm nullifying that physical desire because I'm passionately committed to you, God. And my humility and my hitbatlut and my nullification of that selfish desire is allowing me the koach of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what allows me to then go forward and leave even the most difficult things behind. If they're not meant to be part of my life, if they're not part of my life, if they're part of Mitzrayim, then I can actually leave that behind. And those are the two things that he's emphasizing here.
Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Last paragraph on the page. V'yitav Shema Baal Shem Tov Zikotoy Nalino. The Baal Shem Tov said on the pasuk, "Ki teitzei la milchama aloyvecha v'ra'ita sus v'rechav imrav mimcha lo tira ki mehem ki Hashem Elokecha imach ha'malcha me'eretz Mitzrayim." The pasuk in Devarim says, when you go out to war against your enemies and you see that they have horses and chariots, a tremendous nation that's coming out, don't fear them, because Hashem, your God, is with you, who took you out of Mitzrayim. That's a literal translation of the pasuk. So he explains and says, this is the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Kashir teitzei la milchama loyvecha. When you go out to war against your enemies, meaning, what's that war? What enemies are we talking about? The Yetzer Hara. Excellent, the Yetzer Hara. When you go out to war against the ultimate enemy, against the Yetzer Hara. Haynu milchemet ha-yetzer. V'ra'ita am rav mimcha, you see it, it's so much greater than you. Meaning when you see, shezeh lemala mikochotecha, you're looking at this yetzer and you're saying, I can't do it. You keep hearing endless speeches about Shomer Negiah, and you're like, yeah, but I can't do it. Endless speeches about stopping with the music, but I can't do it. Whatever the case is for you, wherever we're holding in life, wherever I'm holding in life, but I can't do it. It's too big for me. Lo tira mehem. Don't fear it. Ki Hashem Elokecha imach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Ha'malcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, with the same God who took you out of Egypt. Meaning, kimo sheba'et asher amad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'tziat Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim. Just like when Klal Yisrael were being ready to be taken out of Mitzrayim. Hayu Yisrael mishukaim be'memtet sh'ari tumah. They were mamish on the 49th level of tumah, as far as tummy as they could possibly be. There was no way out. They had no koach of their own. At the 49th level of Tumah, there's nothing there to get them out of Mitzrayim. They've got nothing. What did they have? Ela shechatara HaKadosh Baruch Hu machteret mitachat litzei hakavod. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he burrowed out a secret tunnel underneath the kisei hakavod, underneath the throne of glory. The Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu is digging him a way out, a whole other way out, a back door. It's incredible what he's saying here. So too did HaKadosh Baruch Hu dig out a back way, a secret passage, a secret tunnel to him for all of us for all time. Klal Yisrael had no way out of Mitzrayim. There was no natural way out of Mitzrayim. But they got out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, there's always a back door. If you want out, there's always a way out. So too, it might seem impossible. It might seem insurmountable. How do I give that up? It's so intensely part of my life. How do I give that up? My taiva for it is so strong, I just can't overcome it. How do I give that up? I like it so much, and I don't know how I can imagine a day in my life without it. Whatever it is for you, whatever it is for me, the answer is no. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a back door out of Mitzrayim. The Jews could leave when they're on the 49th level of Tumah. Doesn't matter how far gone you think you are. If you want it and you have the humility and the fortitude to do it, you will find that back door that leads right back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's there for all of us, in every situation, for all time. There are no excuses. There are no real excuses in life. If we want to leave it behind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already paved the way. If we want to leave it behind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already lit the path. All we have to do is turn around and walk down it. All we have to do is admit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me as a Jew, and he took me out of Mitzrayim thousands of years ago, and I can still, with that same koach, leave Mitzrayim right now. All I need to do is make that choice, is express that bechira chofshit. That's all I need to do. And have the guts to walk down that path. Have the humility to walk down that path. Nullify myself to walk down that path. That's all that I need to do. Umikan chizuk l'chol yudi bashirhu. And this is chizuk for every Jew wherever they are. Gamim ein lo shum derech. You say, but there's no way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get me out. After the things that I've done, there's no way back to him. I'm already as close as I can be. There's no way to get any way further. After my whole life, I've been doing this thing. I can't let it go. Whatever excuse you are, wherever you are in life, it doesn't matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promising us. It's chizuk for every Jew, no matter where you are, no matter how far away you feel, no matter how hard it may seem, no matter how hard it might be to give up, no matter how hard you think it's not, it's going to be impossible for you. There's no way. Yadoa, Yadad, next page. Sari Bet. Should be Yitzias Mitzrayim, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, be Yitzias Mitzrayim. Patach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Petach L'chol HaDorot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened for us an entryway for all generations. U'petach L'chol Yachid, and a doorway for every single individual. Al Yedei Shechatar Machtera Mitach HaKnei Savod, by making a tunnel, a secret tunnel to get to the Kisei HaKavod. And we can all walk through that tunnel. We can all climb through that tunnel. Every single one of us in every situation that we're in. It's an incredible concept. To have the knowledge that in truth, the only thing really standing in my way is me. The only thing standing in my way is me. And what part of myself? Pull all together. My ego. That's the only thing that's standing in my way. The only thing standing in my way of accomplishing anything in life is me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already promised the way to get there is already there. If I could just push myself out of the way, I just walk right up to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Climb my way up into the Kisei HaKavod. Any time that I want. Last paragraph of Aleph. Let's finish up the piece. Leman tizkor et yom seitcha me'eret Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. Again, back to that core pasuk. To remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every day of my life. Bechol yom vayom. Every single day. Mi'yemei chayecha. Notein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yudi Koach Latzeitu Lihigael Mimitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not just we have a chiyuv to leave Mitzrayim behind. It's a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Gives every single Jew the capacity to leave Mitzrayim behind, to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. Va'afilu kishuhu betachlit shafel ha-matzav. Even if I'm in the lowliest of places, Gam kein yesh lo HaKoach Latzeit Mitzrayim, I can always get out. Shim asak shamayim sham ata ve'atzia she'ol hincha. Miniklalava zeh kema'amar Marana Safa Gadosh Misonim, as the son number says, she'yom she'yudi eino oseh pe'ula hefek v'tzono lishpor et koach hara eino nechshav liyom b'chayim. Son number saying this, not to me. Son number saying this. He says that any day that a Jew doesn't fight their Yetzer Hara, doesn't take an action to break the Ra inside of themselves. If I go through a day and I don't fight in some way today to break the Ra inside of myself, I haven't lived that day. It's a wasted day. It's a day of life that wasn't lived. It's what we're here to do. To break down that Ra, to leave Mitzrayim, to leave the physicality, to dedicate myself to HaKadosh Baruch. A day that I don't fight against that Ra inside of myself, it's as if I didn't live that day, says the Slonimer. Hainu, shebechol yom vayom notena kadosh baruch hu yudi koach lo yitzias Mitzrayim. He's saying it even deeper. Meaning, that every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every single Jew the ability to leave Mitzrayim a little bit more. Ve'alav latzit michelek nosav shel Mitzrayim, and therefore I have a responsibility to leave a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind. The Ra that's inside of me. What does that mean? Meaning, what does it mean that I didn't live? It's not even just this grand statement, which it is, that if you don't leave Mitzrayim on any day, you didn't live. It's saying more specific than that. Meaning, every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts inside of me the ability to leave a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind. Yesterday, I took one step forward, and that was the step I could take that day. And when I woke up this morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built within me the unique capacity to take one more step out of Mitzrayim. And what is my life? My life is to take that next step. And if I don't take that step, I didn't live that day. I missed the whole koach of that day. I missed the whole chiyus of that day. I missed the whole life in that day. I didn't make the choice of that day, which was to take that next step away from Mitzrayim. It was unique to today. Only because of what I did yesterday and what I have to do tomorrow, because of what I have to do tomorrow. It's as if I didn't live that day. I missed the whole point at the end. I missed the whole point. V'amru Chazal say, Amar Moshe li Yisrael, Aten Nigalim. Kasher Amar Moshe li Yisrael, Aten Nigalim, that when the Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that you're going to be redeemed. Amrulo, they said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayachanu nigalin, how can we be redeemed? Velokol eretz Mitzrayim eliyah begilulei avodah zarah shelanu. All of Mitzrayim is full of the avodah zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take us out. How can we leave Mitzrayim? We're full of the tumah of Mitzrayim. It's our avodah zarah of Klal Yisrael. Our avodah zarah is all over Mitzrayim. How is he going to take us out? There's no way. V'amar lehem Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu says back to them. Kivan shechafatz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lega'alchem. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem you. Eino mabit b'gilulei avodah zarah shelachem. He's not going to look at your avodah zarah. Zehu kocha shel yitzias Mitzrayim. This is the capacity of yitzias Mitzrayim. Shakarish Baruch Natan, Shafilu b'matzava garua b'yoter yicholim ligael. That even if we're in the lowliest of places, we can be redeemed. Shekevan shechavat Shakarish Baruch Hu ligaalchem. That since Shakarish Baruch Hu wants us to be redeemed, harei unutain liyudia kochol ligael mitzrayim mechol matzav shehu. Then we can get out of Mitzrayim no matter what situation we're in. It's an incredible koach, and it's an incredible thing to hold tight, to recognize, to keep with us. That lo aleinu, there are going to be moments in life where we make mistakes. There are going to be moments in life where we feel low. There are going to be moments in life, lo aleinu, where we're going to be mali tuma. And if I say to myself, then I can't leave Mitzrayim behind. I can't do it. I'm tame. After what I did, I can't. How do I keep going forward? The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt when we were in the 400th level of tuma to tell us. There's no such thing as too tame to get into Avodas Hashem. There's no such thing as too tame to leave Mitzrayim behind. No such thing as too tame to keep moving forward. And the Yitzhar tries to drag us down. I don't think it's not. There's no way to identify him. I don't think. There was somebody who Dafka this week. You have to understand when. And this is so. Again, it should never happen to any. Bezrat Hashem, it should happen to any of you. But part of life is, and after and working post Israel for so many years, and still working with alumni now, it's part of life. It's part of life. It's heartbreaking, but I got this yesterday, 2 days ago. If I can't find it, it wasn't meant to be. It's also okay. No. Hold on. Was that long ago? Wow. Okay. It's not. Just a lot of messages. Okay. To understand that this is so real. So we'll have a shmooze at the end of the year where we talk about how to succeed if one fails post-Israel. We'll have that shmooze in May. That's always happens every May. It's one of the most important parts of the year as far as I'm concerned. But I talk about making lines that you don't cross and being careful not to cross those lines. And if you do, how to get back up. Somebody wrote to me, like literally quoting from that shmooze, said, I went past one of my lines I wouldn't cross. I'm trying to keep going. My Yitzhahara keeps trying to stop me down. So what do you wrote? Do you have any tips? I keep getting pulled back deeper and deeper and deeper. That's life. That's life. And that's real. That's a guy 1, 2, or 3 years out of Israel. That's life. And that's not like a case study. It's like this is what happens. And this is what he's telling us. When those moments in life come around, lo aleinu, where we get pulled down. Because again, for a lot of us, they happen. All of us make mistakes. Some of us get really pulled down by them. They happen, lo aleinu. And when they do, if they do, when they do, to recognize, yes, I took 3 steps back to Mitzrayim. And yes, I have a lot of tshuva to do for that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim thousands of years ago when I was on the 49th level of Tumah. And that means that I can get out today. There's no such thing as too tame. There's no such thing as too far gone. From your perspectives, I was doing it for the last 18 years. How can I give it up? You're not at this point yet. Hashem, you shouldn't be. But you're not at this point yet. You're still in the headspace of, yeah, but I've been doing it for 18 years. Yeah. They were born into slavery in Egypt. They were born into Mitzrayim, the generation that left. And they walked out. How do you walk out? You say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take me out of anything. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka wants me to come out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the koach to get out. He's the one who's giving me the chizuk. He's the one who's taking me out. And I can leave any Mitzrayim behind. If I accept that and I live up to that, I can leave any Mitzrayim behind. Let's quickly finish up the piece. We have like 2 minutes left. Zeko koshal yisa Mitzrayim. Shakarish Baruch Hu natan shafilu matzav agroi b'yaltir yuchli megael. Should we read that? Kevan shechafat shakarish Baruch Hu legalkem mechule. V'alkein. Katva Torah Kedoshah, therefore the Torah goes barichos at great length. At kol parashat galut Mitzrayim, that's why the Torah goes on and on and on, parshas of the leaving of Mitzrayim, parshas of the exile, parshas of the geula, parshas of the redemption. Shmot, va'era, bo, bishalach. Shem inanim nitzchiim, because they're eternal, it's not a history book. These are eternal concepts. She'im zerak me'ora'a shekara be'avar. This is not just something that happened in the past. Ela nitzchiyut. It's the daily struggle of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The daily challenge of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The daily success of leaving a little bit more of Mitzrayim behind. V'yimei ha'shavuot halalu, and dafka these weeks, shebahem korim b'torah parshat Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're reading these parshas of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Misugalim liyudi latzeitu lihichaleis migalut Mitzrayim. He can mamash leave Mitzrayim behind. He's clearly hinting here to also to shovavim and to dafka in the issues of ben ish liisha. These are the weeks. Don't miss the opportunity just because we don't talk about it enough. Don't miss it. These are the weeks. If you've been struggling and wondering when is the right time to give up, whatever it is that you're trying to work on, whatever it is that we're trying to work on issues ben ish liisha, on issues in the realms of arayos and things like that. These are the weeks to do it in any level, wherever you're at. No judge, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Wherever it is that you want to take the next step to, the next three steps to, that's what Mitzrayim was about in its essence, and these are the weeks of Yitzias Mitzrayim. These are the weeks with this, any day you could do it. But now the koach is built into the fabric of time itself. You can leave anything behind. You can leave any Mitzrayim behind right now. Don't miss the incredible spiritual charge of this time of the year. Of these weeks of Shmot, Va'era, Bo, Beshalach, Hichim, Mishmatim, or Shdevo, Shovavim. Don't miss these weeks. Get into it. And get out of it. And get out of Mitzrayim. Me'oto chelak ha-Mitzrayim shu meshukabo, whatever part of Mitzrayim that we're in, these weeks, dafka, the weeks of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we can get out of anything. De'kevan she'chafatz HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'ga'alchem, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to redeem us. Shuveinu ma'bit b'gilulei avodah zarah shelchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at any of the mistakes that we made. So much here to take out, so much here to internalize. B'shrat Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us from beginning to end here. The Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we should be able to every day, every single day to stop, whether you daven Shacharis or you don't yet daven Shacharis, whether you daven Marv or you don't daven Marv. When you say Shema and you have that last pasuk, to think to yourself, to stop, to pause, at least for a few seconds. Am I leaving a little bit of Mitzrayim behind today? Am I stopping in my days and asking myself, how do I build up, strengthen my humility, strengthen my honesty with myself? And give up a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more of the meaninglessness of physicality and dedicate myself to all that matters in this world by leaving Mitzrayim behind and marching toward Torah, marching toward Matan Torah, which is what the Jews were doing. And to remember that when I think there's no way to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us all the way back from Yitzias Mitzrayim itself. All we have to do is walk that path and it's already laid out for us. The koach is there from Him. The path is paved by Him. All we need to do is have the guts and the fortitude and the self-confidence and the self-esteem to get over ourselves and to be able to say, no, I can do this. It's all right here. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me, cares about me, he's going to take care of me. And I can do it. And to walk down that road. B'shachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us that we should all be able to leave all of our Mitzrayims behind and get to be able to receive a full Kabbalah Satorah Bezrat Hashem very, very soon.